Sal.
Yes.
So you haven't used this word. Some callers have. You know, Dable coach scared.
Right.
You thought he was conservative.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't agree, but I want to ask you this question. If you believe he's coaching conservatively, do you believe that that could be tied in his own mind to his lack of stability in terms of job security?
No, I don't.
See, I do. And if that's the case, if Mara views Dable as really truly his guy, I think it would behoove the entire organization. We don't need to know about this, so maybe it's already happened. But you go to Dable, hey, coach, you're my guy. I'm going to ride this with you beyond this year. Coach the way you need to coach.
Well, how do you know he hasn't already done that?
I don't. I'm just throwing it out there for discussion. I don't know that.
What would make you think, because I just don't see this, what would make you think that there's any question to his job security based on the way that they've played?
Well, first of all, I mean, he's been asked the question multiple times.
I know that, but I always thought it was a stupid question.
Well, it may have been an early question.
I called it a witch hunt. I just think it's unfair. People trying to go after Dable. By the way, where are those questions? But were they there last night?
No, they weren't. Nor, and they should have been there last night because they played a competitive game.
Oh, okay. And they weren't there after the win, of course, last week.
No,
but
they weren't
there. Even after the team starts 1-3, those questions still weren't there. If it truly were a coach who were in trouble, the losses piling up would still lead to those questions being there. I thought that those questions were unfair, way premature. I don't think they make any sense. There's been no signs whatsoever from the organization at all. Speculation outside, sure. Some people using some common sense or thinking, you know, down the road, sure. But there's been no indication from the organization at all that either of these guys, Shane or Dable, are on the hot seat.
Okay, so do you think, and forget about Dable for a sec, do you think that coaches ever at times allow what's being said about them to infiltrate the decisions they make?
Yes, I do.
So do I. Okay, so do I. So we're on the same page.
I think it's human nature at times.
Yeah, I agree. Even things that we discuss on the show, like we go in and we're like, you know, whether it's a boss or whatever, not that they ever say do this or do that, but if we're made aware of something, there's a heightened awareness. And if we don't do it right, I think that we're aware of it and we try to fix it and whatever.
I think the Yankees called up Dominguez because of the fans clamoring for him when they knew better. And they were proven right, but their mistake was listening to the fans. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
As much as we want to yell and scream and say, listen to us, listen to us. We do it. We're doing a show here. We're not literally telling them what to do. We're saying what we would do, what we think that they should do, but they shouldn't be listening to that. Fans can talk. We can have our opinions, but I wouldn't want any organization taking any fans' advice, as many fans as it may be. Like, that's foolish to me.
I agree with that, too. I think there's a lot of coaches out there, and the NFL more so, like, where... And forget about Dable for a moment. I'll circle back to him. They're on the hot seat, and you're at home, and it's fourth and whatever, and the fans are like, go for it, and you feel that. And the coach, even if he doesn't really process it, you know, centrally on his mind, some part of him is saying, all right, let me throw these crazy animals, just a piece of meat to shut them up. I'm going to go for it, get them on my side. Like, that definitely
happens sometimes. Yes,
there's no doubt. So I don't know. But number one, I don't even think he coached conservative. I thought Dable was fine last night. But... If he's really the guy, if he's really truly the guy, let him know now so he can coach aggressively.
Yeah, I don't think that he's thinking that at all because I really don't. I think that that's outside speculation that has been created by some in the media. I don't think Dable's on the hot seat at all. And let me ask you this question about Dable. And I've already come to my conclusion on this, and I think it's a very simple question. Do you think he can coach?
Yes.
Okay. Me too. Like, it's very simple. You watch the game. You see what he's had to work with since he's been here. You see the game plan. You see how he coached in 2022 his limited team up to a postseason. Even last year, we referenced it where the team was going off the rails, injuries galore. He coached them to some competitiveness and some wins, maybe to their detriment for not having a better pick, although it wouldn't have had neighbors, whatever. That's a different conversation. This year, even with a bad record, and it is a bad record, 1-3, he should be better, but you see how he coached in week two, week three, the game plan, even last night. Now, I can nitpick here or there with I would have been more aggressive on fourth and goal from the 3-yard line, but whatever. Point is, he knows how to coach. Moving the chains, shortening the game, maximizing his player's skill set, whatever that may be, minimizing the risk. Brian Dable can coach. That has been proven. Do I know that Joe Shane could build a roster? I don't know the answer to that. Do I know that Daniel Jones can be a quarterback to get them over the next, you know, hump? I don't believe that to be the case. We saw what he could do. I believe that he maxed out where he was with winning a road playoff game. Doesn't mean that maybe he can't extend on that, but I believe that Daniel Jones isn't that guy. I know with certainty Brian Daboll can coach.
Well, so do I, which is why I've always said he's going to be a really good coach. I just hope it's here. And that's where you and I have disagreed a little bit. You know, the one thing that I've got to go back to, you make it seem like it's been created out of nowhere. Like, again, the questions were early. I totally agree with that. They were unfair, I thought. And they were very aggressive after week two. But there was acrimony in the building a year ago. And we can't ignore that.
No, acrimony is, well, and acrimony, Wink is not here.
Unrest, a little disarray, a little disjoint, whatever word you want to use and apply, it was there.
But when was it ever pointed to Brian Daboll from the owner?
Let me ask you this. Why did Joe Shane have to go and see what was going on game day when he actually had to listen to the communication from his coach?
I don't think that was the exact way. I think Shane described it that he does that.
Well, of course he described it that way because he doesn't want to make it seem like he's burying his head coach.
Do you think Robert Saleh's on the hot seat this year?
Yeah, if he doesn't win, he's gone.
Now, why do you think that?
Because I think he stinks.
Yeah, we know he stinks, but why does everybody know, not only think, that if he does not win this year, he's gone?
I'm not sure what you're looking for, except that eventually you got to prove that you can win.
The owner said it.
Oh, so you're going for that. Well, let me ask you this.
The owner said it. Like, this is no secret. This is not a made-up thing by Connor Hughes or Pat Leonard or you or I.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real thing.
I agree, but I also don't think it was a made-up thing about what they were saying about the Giants' house last year.
Right, but they never once said that Brian...
No, they didn't say he was on the hot seat.
Right.
No, he didn't. No, I'm not saying that. That's why I thought the questions weren't fair.
Right.
But there was smoke all around the building.
Yes.
Kafka wanted out, obviously. Now, Wink has to absorb a lot of hit. I get that. And I don't want to always regurgitate this. This goes back to Mara's vote of confidence. I'm defending Daboll today. I thought he coached well, and I like Brian. But to think that last year was smooth sailing for the Giants is lunacy. It was a mess.
But that's different than saying that he's on the hot seat. Like,
no, it's not. Because if you keep losing and you don't have things in order, that's the definition of a hot seat.
There's also,
whether the owner says it or not.
Well, there's also a difference between whether you would have him on the hot seat or they actually have him on the hot seat.
I agree with that.
Like, Saleh is actually on the hot seat.
I agree.
Mike McCarthy actually on the hot seat.
Jerry Jones never said that.
No, but...
why is he on the hot seat?
Well, because
Jerry Jones never said that.
Because he was last year. It's not literally...
But he didn't say it, though. But I'm saying Jets ownership did.
Because
they put out an edict. You don't win, we're moving on.
Right.
Well, Dallas didn't do that. Why is he on the hot seat?
Mike McCarthy is reaching the end. Does he have a contract?
How do we know that? Nobody said anything.
Does he have a contract
beyond
this year?
I don't know his contract.
Look up Mike Well, I'm pretty sure he does not have a contract beyond this year, which is why this would be his last year. Also, they were building towards something that he hasn't gotten to. So you, just like you, thought Brian Cashman should be on the hot seat.
I've said that many times.
Was he?
He got an extension.
Well, so he wasn't on the hot seat.
Yeah,
so,
understood.
So we can have an opinion. I can have an opinion and say, this guy should be on the hot seat.
Of course.
Right, but that doesn't mean that he actually is. So
Agree with that. I just think that you ignore the fact that it was messy last year. Whether or not the hot seat's there.
Well, but those were the questions about, because you just asked me about, do I think Daboll's coaching differently because he feels pressure to perform to keep his job. I don't think that that's real. I don't think that inside the building, while it was not perfect last year, I don't believe that there is any feeling whatsoever that Shane and Daboll aren't the guys as we are in week four of year three. I don't believe that. Do I know that to be factual? No, but I haven't seen any evidence. I haven't heard from anybody whatsoever. And also using common sense, like with McCarthy, even if he is under contract moving forward, which I don't believe he is, this is his last year. Yeah, exactly. That's why there is loudly speculated that he was going to be fired last year, but everybody was wrong about that. They gave him another job. They gave him another year. And if he doesn't win this year, because that team was building toward winning a Super Bowl, and he's fallen short year after year after year. This is year three, week four now. And the questions came from the reporters about his job security week two. Which I just thought were ridiculous.
I'm agreeing with you on that part.
Right.
No, I definitely agree with that. It's early. It's unfair.
And by the way, you're allowed to have your opinion. I can have my opinion on things. I'm just saying that I don't believe that Daboll or Shane, whether we think they should or shouldn't be, are.
You don't think they actually are.
Correct.
So, okay, fair enough.
Which means that it wouldn't impact any of their decisions.
Real fast. If they, just give me a yes or no here, even though it's a deeper than a yes or no. If they go 4-13 and Daboll has a couple of testy press conferences, you don't see any chance he's gone?
I don't think that the Giants would make a change.
Okay, I think Belichick's in play at that point, but that's a deeper discussion if it actually goes down.
We've had that.
I don't think it's going away. See, if you, and this goes back to Mara, which is why I asked Sal the question I asked about whether or not he's coaching a little tentatively because he's coaching for his job. I don't know the answer. You're right. I could be wrong, whatever.
Same thing with me.
But if you believe, if I'm Mara and I believe that he's my guy, and he might, then come out, and say it. You know why? A public validation, you know what that does? That disarms those stupid questions. That disarms the unfair tax in week two. Hey, coach, you coaching for your job? Well, you know, yeah, listen, I appreciate the question, Joe or Mike or Timmy or Susan or Ralphie or Melissa, whatever your name is. I appreciate the question, but you heard ownership last week, and that's not an issue. Bang, disarmed, we move on. So to me, if you do that, the public validation, if he's your guy, if he's really your guy, takes away all the negative stuff that's going to start popping up as the losses keep mounting.
Yeah, well, look at the way the Yankees handled it, though. And Cashman basically would just laugh this stuff off, even when talked about it. We didn't necessarily hear anything from Hal on that. We just, proof was in the pudding. Here's what I think is going to happen. The Giants will right the ship. They'll be okay, 6-7 wins this year, and then he's going to get an extension. I do believe that. What are they, did they sign a 4-year deal or 5 years? Probably four,
I don't
right?
know.
Okay.
I'll
but
check.
But yeah, we'll see how it plays out. Hey, look, I wouldn't be opposed to a vote of confidence. I don't even know if this situation necessarily warrants. Now, if it keeps going like this, you know, if they're 1-8, then I could see needing a vote of confidence.
And if you don't get one, is that maybe a little foreshadow or a real look into the soul of ownership? Well, I don't know.
But you know the old adage. You get that vote of confidence. That's the first step in. Yeah. And the next step is you getting kicked in the rear end. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We'll get back to your calls when we come back.